Hello?
Bob McNamara.
Morning, how are you, Bob?
Fine, sir.
Did you talk to Gene Zuckett?
I talked to him last night.
Oh, fine. Well, I had Pierre call Sylvester because I was concerned about the stories. What's your judgment about what we ought to do now, because it may come up in my press conference this afternoon?
I think it ought to be said that the committee pressed us to determine the source of the leak, and the Air Force was seeking to answer the committee's interest in it.
Right.
And drop it at that if you can. Now, they say, well, is it customary to request people to take polygraph tests? I think that the answer to that is that no such request has been made here. No such request has been made. The specific request, as I understand it, made by the Air Force Inspector General of the individuals he talked to was, would you voluntarily take such a test if it was indicated that
Of the routine?
I'm checking on that, and I am told that it is.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I've had underway for about 3 or 4 weeks here an investigation of polygraphs. Bob Lovett in 1952 investigated this, and it hasn't been looked into since that time. And just as a normal routine here, about 4 weeks ago, I had our general counsel's office start, and I have a partial report of their work to date, and it has been quite customary, not only here but elsewhere in the government, to both apply the test, but more particularly to ask the individual if they would be willing to volunteer for the test.
I tell you what, I wonder if Sylvester, or who would you suggest that we could get some details? Pierre thought that the Air Force ought to put out some statement this morning so the story would be ended, so that I wouldn't have to be the one to end it.
I think that's wise. I'll work with Sylvester. We'll get
it. Perhaps Sylvester and Pierre could talk.
I'll do that, and I'll get a copy of it over
to you. The other thing was whether you think that this was an effort by the Air Force to embarrass everybody. That's why they put this, pushed it this hard. Because after all,
I don't think so, Mr.
President. You think they just the buttons were pressed and they conducted what they consider the routine?
Right. I think also that there've been so many claims and counterclaims by the committee and others on this question. They honestly wanted to get at the bottom of it, and they went about it with an excessive zeal. If they apply that much zeal to some of the others, they would sell them damn fast.
I mean, the Air Force did excessive zeal.
This chap, you don't know the Inspector General, but I happened to serve with him during the war. He's a wonderful individual, but he's a combat pilot. He's a three-star general now.
So
he looks like a thug.
He just
went about it that way.
Yeah. Okay, well, perhaps Pierre and Sylvester work out something.
I'll see that at the panel before your press conference. You have a note of what we've done.
Okay, good. Thanks a lot, Bob.